KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond is asking residents of the county who may have damage resulting from Saturday's storm to call his office so that the damage can be documented. Hammond said Sunday afternoon that at the time he was only aware of a few rural Montgomery County residences that had sustained damage to barns, outbuildings, trees, and homes. If your property has sustained damage in Montgomery County, call Brian Hammond at 712-623-3749. I'll have more news in just a moment.
I'm so frustrated. All I've had is cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions, and I just want to talk to someone in person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friend of the staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is reducing the amount of water released into the Missouri River following heavy rains this past weekend in Nebraska and Iowa. The Corps said that releases from the Gavins Point Dam near Yankton, South Dakota, were lowered yesterday from 28,000 cubic feet per second to 26,000 and will be lowered today to 22,000. Similar reductions are underway at other upstream reservoirs. The Corps' Jody Farhat said the reductions are needed to prevent flooding along the Missouri River in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. The river is expected to temporarily fall below the navigation target of 31,000 cubic feet per second in Sioux City. A Stanton man was arrested Sunday afternoon on a trespassing charge. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 31-year-old Joshua Edward Maston was taken into custody at around 3:40 p.m. Maston was being held Sunday in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Griswold Community School District's Board of Education is expected to act on passing a resolution during their meeting this evening pertaining to redistricting on director districts, district maps, and the method of election. The discussion leading up to tonight's vote was made necessary following the recent release of the 2010 census. If the board votes to redistrict, there will be four geographical districts and three board members elected at large instead of the current seven different districts and one person from each district on the board. In other business, the Griswold School Board will act on executing a service agreement with Piper Jaffray. It's set May 1st as the sale date for public bonds. The bonds would allow the district to borrow against the penny sales tax revenue into the future on approximately $2.2 million so that the money is available for current and future projects. The board will also act on approving the list of 2012 graduates, garage door bids, and the setting of bid specifications for buses. The meeting begins at 5:30 in the central office boardroom of the middle school and high school building. Members of the CAM Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening in Oneida, and during their 7 p.m. session, the board will act on open enrollment applications, approving the 2012-2013 master contract, resignations and contracts, also the 2012-2013 school calendar, and matters pertaining to the conference affiliation. The meeting takes place in the media center of the CAM High School. Republicans are looking toward the fall election after having trouble moving their agenda through the legislature. Since 2010, Republicans have taken control of the House and seen the election of a GOP governor. But Democrats still control the Senate and have blocked many GOP efforts. Republicans, like Senator Mark Shelgren of Ottumwa, say they expect that to change. He calls the Senate the last bastion of liberalism in Iowa state government. Among Republican-backed measures that have stalled in the Senate are a referendum on same-sex marriage, a nearly complete ban on publicly funded abortions, cuts in business property taxes, and parts of Republican Governor Terry Branstad's education overhaul. Senate Majority Leader Michael Gronstall says Democrats will argue their calls for targeting tax breaks at small businesses and increasing education spending that will help the economy. Also in the news this morning, the Iowa Senate plans to again stream floor debate over the Internet next session as the Senate may approve similar coverage. Officials in the House say the effort to improve government transparency has been a success, with up to 100 people at a time logged on to monitor debate. Chief Clerk of House Charlie Smithson said he thinks the Internet option has led to fewer people watching debate from the House galley. Senate Democratic staffer Ron Parker said officials in that chamber plan to stream debate next season if they can work out the technical issues. Iowa is among 15 states that streams legislative debate over the Internet. The program that used to be known as food stamps is now reaching 403,000 Iowans per month. SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is the country's largest safety net program. More than 47 million Americans get monthly benefits. Former Iowan Kevin Concannon, the USDA's Undersecretary for Food and Nutrition, says the number of people getting food assistance rises every year.
Going back to the 1960s, SNAP has served as the foundation of America's national nutrition safety net, and it has become even more important during this extended recession of the past 4 to 5 years.
Concannon served as the Iowa Department of Human Services Director from 2003 to 2008. Laura Tehan is with the USDA's Economic Research Service and says federal food assistance programs offer significant help to low-income residents in Iowa and nationwide.
Adding SNAP benefits to family income reduces the poverty rate, but SNAP benefits have a much larger effect in reducing the depth and severity of poverty. And this is particularly true for children.
Tehan says the number of families applying for food assistance hit record highs during the onset of last decade's recession.
The anti-poverty effect of SNAP steadily increased over the past decade as the SNAP caseload increased in response to worsening economic conditions. The anti-poverty effect was particularly strong in 2009.
Tehan says providing food benefits to families in need is having a clear impact.
From 2000 to 2009, SNAP benefits reduced the poverty rate by an average of 4.4%, reduced the depth of poverty by an annual average of 10.3%, and the severity of poverty by an annual average of 13.2%.
Eligibility is based on several factors, including household size, deductions, employment, elderly, or disabled. One man has died after a car struck a utility pole on Hickman Road in Des Moines. Des Moines PD, responding to a report of downed power lines, found the crash at around 2:20 a.m. Sunday. Police say one man was pronounced dead at the scene and two others were taken to hospitals for treatment of injuries. The victims' names have not yet been released, and the crash remained under investigation. Police say the area around the crash site will be closed for a little bit later this morning so a utility crew can replace the downed pole. Authorities say the body of a woman in her 80s has been found in the burned bedroom of her home in Des Moines. Fire trucks were sent to the home a little after 8 p.m. Sunday. Fire department spokesman Brian O'Keefe said the woman had lived in the home with her son and his wife. The couple had been out on Sunday, and they came home to find their garage and home filled with smoke. Firefighters found the woman's body in the back bedroom. The fire was contained to the bedroom. The woman's name has not yet been released, and the cause of the fire was under investigation. The fire has heavily damaged a bank office and destroyed an adjoining insurance office in the northern Iowa city of Tatanka. Fire trucks were dispatched just before 3 a.m. Sunday to the TSB bank office. Fire Chief David Trunkhill says the fire began at the bank and spread to the Boykin Insurance Office. There were no injuries reported. Trunkhill said that winds blew smoke toward neighboring houses, so nearly two dozen residents were evacuated for a time. Bank officials say the bank's vaults are intact, as are the safety deposit boxes. The bank expects to open at a temporary location today. The cause of that fire was under investigation. Taking a look at world headlines of this hour, call it tax wars on Capitol Hill. The Senate is expected to vote today on President Obama's Buffett rule, which would impose a minimum 30% tax on wealthy Americans. A Republican plan to give small businesses a 20% tax deduction goes before the House on Thursday. Neither plan is expected to be approved. The chairman of the House investigative panel says he's concerned about allegations that Secret Service agents were involved with prostitutes in Colombia. Republican Daryl Issa told CBS's This Morning program that such activities would severely compromise presidential security. He says lawmakers will look over the shoulder of the agency as it investigates the 11 agents whose job it was to prep for President Barack Obama's trip to Cartagena. Jury selection begins today in the second trial for baseball great Roger Clemens, who's accused of lying to Congress when he said he never used performance-enhancing drugs. Last year, a judge declared a mistrial on the second day of testimony. And U.S. safety regulators say they found 16 crashes and 5 injuries in an investigation of transmission control problems with BMW 7 Series luxury cars. The investigation covers nearly 122,000 BMWs from 2002 to 2008. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, has now upgraded its probe to an engineering analysis, which is a step toward a recall. News time is 8:10.
Are you tired of paying high prices for cable TV? Are you frustrated that you do not have very many channels to choose from? At the TV Store, your locally owned Dish authorized retailer, we understand your frustration and are here for you. Dish has packages starting at $19.99 per month for a whole year with the option of watching something you enjoy. Don't have time to watch your favorite program? No problem. With Dish's DVR, you can record now and watch later without all the commercials. Tired of paying high prices for movie rentals? We have you covered there too. With Blockbuster at Home, you can enjoy thousands of movies from the comforts of your home. The best part, our knowledgeable staff will take the time to explain everything from billing to receivers to help you customize a Dish programming packaging that is perfect for you. Exceeding your expectations is what we are all about. So stop by the TV Store and let us be your Dish retailer. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-3032 and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required, cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Ward McClellan, age 82 of Baird, died Friday at the Des Moines Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Ward McClellan will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Denise Weber Kaiser, age 57, of Gravette, Arkansas, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Denise Kaiser will be today at 11:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Clifford Huff, age 78, of Messina, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Clifford Huff will be today at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Dorothy Cox, age 82, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Nursing Home. Funeral services for Dorothy Cox will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Beverly A. Nelson, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Beverly Nelson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Elizabeth Lee McMahon, age 57, of Menlo, died Thursday at her home. Graveside services for Elizabeth McMahon will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Bessie Jonk, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bessie Jonk will be tomorrow at 2:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Mark Stephen Conrad, age 56, of Harlan, died Thursday at his home. Graveside services for Mark Conrad will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harry Claire Gill, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Harry Gill will be 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Elizabeth Betty Slayton, age 83, of Casey, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Slayton will be 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. Drake Thomas B. Shormer, of Atlantic, the son of Katie and Joe B. Shormer of Atlantic and Casey Ellerbeck, was born and passed away on Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A memorial service for Drake Thomas B. Shormer will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Esther M. Thompson, age 93, of Panora, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Esther Thompson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Geneva Schreck, age 84, of Coon Rapids, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Geneva Schreck will be Friday at 6:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Byron Dwight Jessen, age 78, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Byron Jessen will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Christy Southman, age 49, of Cumberland, died Saturday at Nebraska Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Christy Southman are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And June Clemens, age 90, of Brainerd, Minnesota, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Bethany Good Samaritan Nursing Home in Brainerd. Services for June Clemens are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.